Green Bay crash injures 33 on bus heading to Michigan casino. A tour bus carrying passengers to a Michigan casino crashed in Green Bay on Sunday afternoon, leaving 33 people injured. The incident has triggered an investigation and put fresh attention on passenger safety during organized casino trips. Bus left the road in Green Bay. Police said the bus was carrying 54 people from Chicago and was headed to Michigan's Upper Peninsula when it exited northbound Interstate 43 onto North Webster Avenue. Authorities said the vehicle crossed the roadway and went down an embankment after leaving the exit area. Emergency crews were dispatched just before 3 p.m. local time. Injured passengers were taken to four local hospitals, while others were directed to a reunification center set up at the Salvation Army Croc Community Center in Green Bay. Officials said 33 people were hurt in the crash. Two were reported to be in critical condition, and several of those injured were said to be elderly. Passengers told local media the group was traveling to Island Resort and Casino in Harris, Michigan. The property is a regional gaming destination in the Upper Peninsula, known for drawing visitors from nearby Midwest markets through group travel and bus packages. Operated by the Hannibal Indian community, Island Resort and Casino combines gaming, hotel accommodation, dining, and event space in a format designed to attract both overnight guests and organized tour traffic. That makes transport reliability especially relevant, since bus trips remain a common way for older players and out-of-state visitors to reach regional casino properties. Investigation continues. The Green Bay Police Department said the Wisconsin State Patrol is assisting with a vehicle inspection to identify whether any mechanical issue may have contributed to the crash. Investigators are also reviewing whether charges against the driver will be considered. Authorities have not yet said what caused the bus to leave the roadway. Anyone with information has been asked to contact Green Bay Police and reference the case number tied to the crash. What happens next will depend on the inspection results, witness statements, and the condition of those seriously injured. Investigators are expected to determine whether driver error, a vehicle problem, or another factor caused the incident.